It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, how are you? KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's top election official says he is worried about voters questioning election results given President Trump's attacks on mail-in voting. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says local governments take great pride in running them correctly. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, a judge in Idaho says there is enough evidence and probable cause to hold Chad Daybell for trial in the deaths of Tylee Ryan and J.J. Fallow. The trial date has not yet been set. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
You want to avoid this spot if you can. 33rd South at the I-15 overpass. Those lights are out. Traffic is cautiously getting through that intersection. But again, try to find an alternate and avoid this spot if you can. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Super hot temperatures again today. 97 in the sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
94 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Negotiations continue on a new COVID-19 economic relief package, but leaders from both parties can't seem to come to terms over additional unemployment assistance.
Democratic negotiator Senator Chuck Schumer insisting on extending the $600 a week unemployment help.
It's probably the number one reason people have stayed out of poverty.
But Republican Mitch McConnell says if Democrats won't budge,
there are plenty of Republicans in the Senate who may not vote for a package if that's where it ends up.
Democrats also demanding money to secure elections, help hospitals, rental assistance, and testing. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
With the virus on the rise in his state, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is telling residents to mask up.
We need to wear a mask. We need to properly socially distance. We need to make sure that we look out for ourselves and we look out for our neighbors.
He's also ordering some middle and high schools in hot spots to delay reopening. Tropical storm Isaias has left at least 4 people dead and a lot of damage in its wake. Cleanup is underway in places like Cape May, New Jersey, where Willow Stewart says the storm's winds took a toll on her vacation home.
We had seen the sidewalk in the beginning. We were out here. We saw it kind of start to lift, and then it was just, I mean, it was way up there, and we were actually pretty sure that we thought that second tree was going to go too, because it was, that thing was really rocking and rolling there.
Isaias still has 65-mile-per-hour winds as it passes over New England. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut is issuing a security threat to Americans after an explosion today that basically leveled the city's port, killing more than 60 and injuring over 3,000. That's what it sounded like. The U.S. Embassy urging Americans to stay inside and telling them to wear a mask if they must go out, citing reports of toxic gases in the blast. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus. Search for the cure. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Well, this is the most bizarre sentence you'll hear this afternoon. Are you ready? We'll probably get a COVID vaccine before we get Clorox wipes. When I first read that today, I thought it was some kind of ironic commentary about society or maybe a joke, but no. This is deadly serious. ABC's Alex Stone is joining us live. And Alex, I'm not sure whether to ask how close we are to a vaccine or how long we're going to wait for Clorox wipes.
Clorox wipes, no matter what, whatever happens with a vaccine. But, yeah, we're hearing from Clorox today, and they're saying that they realize that they've got a supply chain issue here and that it's probably going to be until next year sometime before Clorox wipes are readily available. Now, if you've gone to look for them, maybe you've gotten lucky. I know last weekend I was at Costco. I was one of those people there an hour beforehand with my mask on that you're waiting with your cart thinking, all right, you know they've got them in the morning, right? And then they just sell out of them. You go in, everybody talking through their mask going, oh, who's that? Do you have any of those Clorox? You know, and the Costco workers looking at you like you're nuts because they haven't had them, at least at our Costco, in a long, long time. And Clorox says it's likely going to be that way for a while. A lot of the chemicals come from China. The plastic container materials come from China as well. A lot of factories over there were shut down for a long time. There were issues with Chinese goods coming into the U.S. because of COVID and trade issues and whatnot. So Clorox is saying, and Lysol as well, they're backed up. They're saying it's probably going to be sometime next year before you can walk into a store and buy their wipes.
So China is involved. It's all one story, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to always go back to China in some way. And Clorox is a very big company. They've got a lot of different products, and a lot of them do have supply chains that go back to China. Clorox, going beyond disinfecting wipes, but going to bleach, they say that they are getting back on track with that, getting that back to the consumer after they were diverting it to hospitals and healthcare workers. They even make things like Burt's Bees, the lip balm and other Burt's Bees products. They've had issues, supply chain issues with that, with Glad trash bags. They make those as well. But they say the one big one is those wipes that they have unprecedented demand for, plus you've got the supply chain issues. Listen to this. The disinfectant wipe market, not just, you know, sprays and everything else, just wipes, is a $1 billion a year market. Clorox has 45% of that market share. So they've got a big chunk of it, and they say that they're bringing on other manufacturing plants outside of China. They're spending more money to get those up and running, that they're doing what they can to try to bring up that supply, but that it's going to be a while.
Meantime, a vaccine could come by the end of the year. ABC's Alex Stone joining us live with the sad details about Clorox wipes. KSL News Time 421. Here's your Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
33rd South, we've had traffic light problems at the I-15 overpass both directions. Now, it looks like it may be fixed now. Some cars going through, others are not. Just use caution at that intersection southbound on I-15 between downtown and Draper. It is a little heavy and slow in spots between the South Interchange and the Southtown Mall. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are looking good. Michelle?
Well, building traffic, this is 5600 West now going between I-80 and 3500 South and West Valley in spots. Bangor Highway, overall, that's looking pretty good, but we do see building delays. This is southbound as you're headed towards 6200 South. And I-15 in Utah County running at good speeds right now. Steve?
I-15 freeway in good shape, both north and southbound. No issues. Salt Lake up into Davis County, just a bit thick. Sunset to Roy through the construction. Otherwise, you're good to go. Nothing to slow you down if you're on the west side belt of northbound 215. Legacy looks all clear. Northbound 89, though, filling in just a bit through Fruit Heights up to 200 North. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Picking weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We have the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank just walked into the studio, and when does it get cooler?
Well, define cooler, Jeff.
93 degrees.
Okay, that'll happen over the weekend. How's that?
Good enough.
All right. Temperatures today down a couple of degrees. We've been in the mid-90s, compliments of that weak little front that slid over the area. But tomorrow, back up to near 100, 99 in Salt Lake City with sunshine, 98 on Thursday. We'll slide into the mid-90s on Friday, Saturday, and then that 93, 94-degree range Sunday into Monday. Lots of sunshine over the next 7 days and a gradual decrease in our high temperatures.
As you cast your gaze into the future, do you see raindrops anywhere in this forecast?
No, it looks like a 7 to 10 day dry pattern for sure. And the only real potential is a little bit of thunderstorm bubbling up of the afternoon. Moisture just comes around that high pressure. But nothing organized, at least not in the next week to week and a half.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kevin. It's 94 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 423.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Booking.com is laying off a quarter of its workforce. Nobody's booking trips. The company blames the pandemic for their problems. KSL Drives, Toyota's new hypercar, is coming soon. CarBuzz reports this $3 million sports car will debut at Le Mans later this year in France. The hypercar does 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. Some companies are trying out a 4-day work week to help prevent burnout. Firms like Elephant Ventures are encouraging employees to completely unplug from work-related activity on Fridays. On Wall Street, the Dow jumped 164 points, closing at 26,828. The S&P added 11 points. The NASDAQ gained 38. KSL News Time, 425.
There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that could help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.